Okay, so let's test things out. Hey guys, this is Throw Away Your Lust or Lust. And recently my guys on the Discord server has asked me to do a bit of a ramble. I realize that I don't do this as often, although I do save like a monthly ramble for my friends over at Patreon. And, you know, they were right. I mean, they kind of wanted to know a little more about me from an audio perspective. You know, outside of the mic. Well, not outside of the mic, but outside of interactions on Discord. And I asked them, you know, well, what would you like me to talk about? And one of the things that they asked me to do is, well, why don't you talk about Devil May Cry 5? And yeah, I thought that would be a good idea, and I probably will ramble about it. But I didn't think, like, I wasn't quite in the mood for fangirling over Devil May Cry. I know, it's weird. Like, if you followed me, or if you've been reading, like, my Discord channels, it's just literally me freaking out about Devil May Cry 5. But no, you know, they wanted, I believe the intention of the person who asked me to do a Discord wanted to know more about me, and so I thought, let's get a little personal, right? And I was thinking about what's been happening to me in the past few weeks, and what I've been seeing on GWA, and what I've been seeing on performers, males, females, in general, right? The whole audio grind and whatnot. And this February hasn't been easy on me. It's not really like completely not easy, but not this Feb, but like the past 2 weeks hasn't been easy for me. You know, things are changing for me this week, but like starting this week, but the past 2 days weren't very easy. Like, not the past 2 days, the past 2 weeks weren't very easy for me. Past 2-3 weeks. So I guess I wanted to focus on this. You know, something pretty personal for me, and maybe something that a couple of listeners, especially the performers types, will probably relate to or understand. No, I like to see myself as someone who likes to achieve things, who sets goals, who sets targets, and likes to hit them every single time. For the past couple of months, you know, I've always felt very confident about myself, and I've always felt that whatever happened, I would always hit my targets, 100%. And I did have a 100%, you know, hit rate in my company until this February. It hasn't been good for us, for me and my associate, for things that, looking back, I thought I couldn't control. You know, the people who were booking the meetings weren't very good at communicating things. The people who, you know, who we were supposed to speak to were not shit talkers, but, you know, who would commit things but wouldn't deliver. And, you know, I would always blame it on them. And until now, I would blame not hitting my targets on them. But I also realized that I have a mistake. I had a mistake. And I am committing a mistake in that I didn't take control of the situation and let everybody else, you know, sort of make these mistakes. I should have been looking or booking my own meetings, my own setups. You probably don't understand this, but how my job works is that primarily I don't book these meetings. They just bring me because I'm a good convincer without selling, you know? I'm great at soft selling. I'm great at opening the doors for my company to start business with another company. And it's not my job to book my meetings. Someone else does that. And that someone else relies on me to hopefully open the doors for them to pursue, that sale. And, you know, it just didn't work out. And I realized that, yes, they are to blame that I didn't hit my targets, but I'm also to blame for realizing a problem and not doing anything to fix it. And it bums me out that I didn't see that. It took me a long, hard conversation with my boss to realize that, you know, in this world, people won't care about your circumstances. People only care about results. And it's a cold, hard truth, right? And I lost. I took a big loss. My associate, who I take care of really well and I want to make sure is having perfect work-life balance and is not being stressed out, also had to take a loss, and it's taken a toll on her as well. So it's just bummer, right? And the good thing about having a lot of things happening at the same time, so I have my day job, then I have a side job, and then I have GWA. The good system that I found in dealing with my anxiety or my issues is that I find my dopamine rush somewhere else. And so, I looked into my side gigs and I realized I haven't had a lot of side gigs. I didn't have one at present. When I wanted to turn to it, I didn't have it. Is it my fault? Maybe, yeah, it is, because I didn't work hard for it, or I didn't chase after it, or I didn't maintain it, because for the past couple of weeks, it's been my day job and GWA. My day job and GWA. So, I think around the first week of March, I thought, I was just not in the mood. I was super down, super depressed. And then I was disappointed in myself. So I thought, hey, at least there's GWA. I work hard on an audio called Redhead Redemption. Even did a bit of my own, like, pseudo-marketing, like, telling everybody about it, like, being super excited, being all giddy, because not only was a concept that I thought that would work, you know? I mean, it wasn't something where I expected people to jack off to it. It was something that I thought people might be amused about it. But, as you might know, it flopped completely. And I've had an audio or two that flopped badly, but I've been enjoying a really, really good streak these past few weeks, and it's just perfect fucking timing where nothing is working in real life, that nothing is also working on GWA. I had to practice what I preached. With many male performers who have spoken to me, they always tell me that, you know, they're frustrated because it doesn't seem like they can make a dent on GWA. And I will admit myself that, you know, with more and more listeners coming in, you know, the community changes. For me personally, I don't think GWA has been kinder to new performers, whether male or female. And there have been standout female performers, but at the same time, they get hit with the worst of the worst. One popular example would be this recent performer who you might know. I don't want to name drop because, I don't know, it feels weird to do so. Outstanding audios, beautiful even, lovely voice. And it's someone I admire from afar because, Jesus, you know, she may be doing things that are very GWH traditional, you know what I mean, a very, very standard audios, but she does it well. And, you know, you can tell she puts her heart into the things that she does. You just can. One day, she asked to set up a Patreon, if you know that's a thing. You know, she played with the idea, she floated it to her listeners, and she got turned on. And I think that's also what's influenced me to, instead of talking about Devil May Cry 5, I talk about, you know, losing. How you have to take an L from time to time. And you have to realize that things change, and you have to adapt to it. I realized that February, things have changed. Circumstances have changed. Clients have changed. You know, you've been winning so much, you've oversaturated your territory, and so expanding is going to be more difficult to do. Because you're so used to winning and winning and winning and winning. And then when you lose, it feels like, huh? The earth has shattered around you. And then you try to find your rush of dopamine or adrenaline to get you back on your feet. And the one source that you expected would, you know, would do well. No dopamine rush for you. And so it was pretty hard, I will admit. I think it's important that, you know, you admit these things to yourself. After my whole breakdown last year, leaving GWA or, you know, taking a hiatus, I've learned some things about myself. And I've learned that for me now, it is more important for me to be able to state clearly that this is what I'm feeling and this is why, rather than bottling it up and just and just brooding about it. I guess because I've always been taught by my parents to keep it in, that it has taken a toll on me. And sometimes, you know, life still takes a toll on me, but now that I've learned to see things as they are and acknowledge things, like acknowledge that it's my fault for not, you know, not making things work, not working my magic, you know, what people always tell me in real life, you know, you have that magic. I have to recognize that perhaps I had the power to offset a potential loss by doing something more. And in GWA, perhaps, I don't know if it was my, I still think about how I got those numbers, but perhaps by understanding, perhaps it was also because I set my expectations very high, not realizing that, hey, you might be doing a tag that's not really liked by a lot of listeners. MF, and, what is this? MF and rape and, you know, other things. You know, it's probably not going to fare well. Perhaps if I set my expectations properly, I wouldn't feel that much of a loss. And I should, and I do. I do accept things for what they are now. And it's funny because I always discuss this with my performers my performer friends who say that, you know, they don't know how to deal with seeing other performers. This is particularly for the male performer, seeing other male performers do so well, and they're hoping just to get a tiny fraction of it, maybe, you know, 1/3 or 1/4 of their numbers, and they don't even get 10 to 20 upvotes. In these things, when you realize that you've taken a loss and you've accepted that, you know, you have control over things, whether it's control of an action or control of a perspective, it feels easier for you to go to the next step, right? It feels easier for you to say, this is what's happened, this is what I'm going to do next. And I think that's one way for me to recover from a loss, from two big losses. You know, this is what it is. Accept it. Understand why it didn't work. And now deal with, think about what to do to move forward. And now that I'm thinking about everything I've just said, and as I'm about to move to my next point, when I realized that I didn't take the extra step, you know, when I realized that I missed my target because I didn't take the next course of action, the next step, I realized something within myself. I have been working so hard. This is the first time where I just blanked out at work. I just blanked out on what next to do. And I am so used to knowing what's the next step. What do we do next? How do we expand this? How do we make this work? How do we build on this? In February, I realized that another reason why I didn't take the next, you know, I didn't take the extra steps in order to ensure that I meet my targets, is because I realized I didn't care anymore. If I, you know, there was a point where I was just, fuck it. I remember being frustrated at the clients and the people who were supposed to book my meetings, but at the same time, I know myself enough to know that I would have made those extra steps if I still cared. When I spoke to my manager and I tried to defend myself after the conversation, sure, I felt awful, but my next step or my next thought was, fuck this, this isn't right anymore. I have lost that passion, I would say. I realized that I only cared. No, I only cared, or I only got hurt. Was the reason why I only got hurt was because I missed a target, not because I cared about the company anymore, not because I cared about what I was doing. You know, not because I cared about what I can do, but what I can do as a professional in this company anymore. I only cared because I missed a target. And I have had a crazy history with this company. You know, you realize as a millennial, like all of your millennial friends have probably gone through 5 jobs, and I've only stuck with this for 5 years? That's when I realized, I think I'm done. I think I'm done with this company. I think, yeah, sure, I could have done something. But that lack of empathy has also pushed me to just leave. So, as I said, right? You take a loss. The best way for you to recover is to decide on that next step. Or at least that's what I tell myself. But what did I do? Within the week, by the end of that week, there was a management meeting. And right after that, I went to my boss and said, "You know what? I'm resigning." And the thing about me is that I can never, like, I know myself enough to not want to leave a company with bad blood. Not only does it make it worse, like, does it just build so much drama, but it also hurts my my future job ideas, or not ideas, but my future chances at a job. So I told myself, and hang on for a bit. Give me a sec. Sorry, I'm sending a message to my partner. Okay, sorry about that. But I was saying, you know, I didn't want to leave with bad blood, and it just didn't feel right. It, you know, and it's not practical because where the hell am I going to get my references? Where the hell am I going to, you know, if I left my company with bad blood, it just doesn't reflect right. So I told my boss, since I'm planning, like, I'm resigning because I need more time for myself, and I need to focus my energy and my time on transitioning to a new life, which is actually part of, you know, part of the plan is that I'm going to be transitioning to a different country in the next year or a couple of months. I didn't want to tell her that I just don't care anymore, even though that's probably true. Yeah, I wanted to end things right. So if I had to do a bit of a white lie, I mean, technically it's still true. I do want to transition to a new life, and I can't do that without dropping my day job so I can study and take on different courses. I'd still have to drop that job, so whatever. I told her that, and she, like, this is a fucking miracle, but she told me, "I understand that you need more time, and I understand that it's going to be challenging moving to a different country and trying to find a different job, especially since we're in a third world country. So, I want you to stay in the company on a consultancy basis, coming to work 8 times a month. And you'd still have a somewhat okay salary." And I was floored. Floored. That was the best outcome I could have ever gotten. It was either, fuck you, I'm not gonna wait for a month before I take you out of my office, which would be the worst case scenario, or the best case scenario being, all right then, I accept your resignation, and, you know, we'll say goodbye to each other in a month. Those were the only two outcomes I was expecting, and I did not expect this fucking miracle. And I don't know. I just, how do I deal with that, you know? Just one day being so bummed out, and then suddenly you're like cloud nine. And yeah, I mean, I guess things turn out for you. Like, that in turn has like set my perspective and make me go, Sure, it's a bummer that I missed my targets. Sure, it's a bummer that I've lost my passion for doing things, for staying in this company. But I am so glad that the drive that I had in the past, the passion that I had in the past, has built me to be valuable enough that should I choose to leave, there's that third option of keeping me on for a part-time consultancy position, and that's more than I can ever ask for, more than anyone can ever ask for. Unless, you really had a shitty job, but I guess that's made me feel better about myself. Like, hey, I did a good job here. I wasn't shit. I wasn't completely shit at all. And that just made my. Just that just made things so much lighter for me. So much lighter that I was able to think of the right, like, not, maybe it's not the right plan, maybe it's not right to call it the right plan, to come up with a strategy before I exit the company completely, and I hope that everything turns out right. And at the same time, okay, I've gotten a win on real life, and now I want to see if I can take a win for GWA. Now, I posted something nice today, and you all enjoyed it, I guess. Threesome audio, where, your wife comes in, brings her friend, and suck on your cock together. But that's not the win that I'm talking about. The win that I'm talking about is, in general, what I'm lucky to have and what I've been doing, which is one, I've done a lot in the past where, like in the past couple of weeks, just to improve the Discord community that I sort of came up with. And it's been working, and I haven't had any trouble so far. And I have wonderful mods who are funny and at the same time level-headed. Like, I wanted to not think about upvotes for once. Well, okay, maybe. Whatever. I didn't want to think about upvotes. I didn't. As I said, you need to change your perspective. For me, in real life, I changed my course of action. On GWA, I thought, well, you can't change anything, but you can change your perspective. I realized that, sure, that might have not given me the upvotes I wanted, that audio that I just posted. But one, I had fun. Two, I finally was able to stretch my creative muscles, I guess. Three, maybe not in terms of audios, but in terms of building a solid community of men who are open, men who are not afraid to talk about their fears and insecurities and, ranting about whatever is happening in their lives. Men who do not judge, men who are supportive of each other. I cannot be more thankful that it's all happening in my server. I cannot be more proud of the people who I'm working with in order to keep things running and going without negativity or judgment. Because I have seen other GWA Discords and I have heard stories, and my God, I feel like I've hit a miracle again. So, in this very lengthy rant that is reaching 30 minutes, I apologize. Probably shouldn't have done that, but I guess I want to end it with this. In life, you will always lose. I will lose, not just now, I will lose in the future for sure. But, you think about these things, and it's easier to accept a loss if you just take it as it is and see the situation as bluntly as possible, dissect it, figure out what happened, what went wrong, hold yourself responsible, and change or take that next step, which is either to change your actions or change your perspective. And yeah, sure, that's a loss, but that's fine. Because what's important is you're now going to move forward. So if you're a performer who's had to take a loss, either you change your action or you change your perspective and move forward. You do not let numbers take you down. You do not let comments, ugly comments, take you down. You do not let anyone who feels entitled to anything that you do, do not let them. Do not let them bring you down. As a performer, you need to understand that you have power, because you are the one who make yourself vulnerable, who put yourself in a vulnerable position, and you have the power to give more or take it away. If you know this is, if you have had to experience a loss in real life, if you feel like things are spiraling out of control, you realize that, you know, you have the power to see things differently and understand what's going on and do something about it. Maybe it will lead to another loss, and that's fine. Because at the very least, you pushed yourself to do something. You took an action. You changed something. I don't know where the fuck I'm going with this, and I feel like this is dumb. So I guess I'm just gonna end it and say, eh. I'm not good at wrapping things up. I'm usually good at wrapping things up in real life, but not in this one. I hope I made sense in a way. I know I talk too much, and I can only hope that this has helped you in one way or another. If it was, if you desired me at one point to bare myself and tell you and show you who I am without the little girl voice, or without the sexy mood or whatever, yeah, hey, hi, I will make a Devil May Cry 5 rant, but maybe not now, maybe tomorrow. I just felt that in my heart, this was one thing that I had to get off my chest, and yeah. If you do want to join my Discord, the link is on the sidebar menu of my subreddit. You know, you can join the lovely men who listen to me. They're very nice. They're kind of wild. But we have a safe space where you can talk about your problems and we can help you out. Of course, we're not professionals, so at the end of the day, seek mental, you know, seek a professional for your mental health, or seek, you know, real life friends and family to help you out and support you. We're just one. We just turn into cheerleaders if ever you needed some help. If you are a scriptwriter or a performer, we also have a space called Talking Shop where, you know, the new ones try to help each other out, figure out how to make scripts, audios, etc. So yeah, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon. Much love. Last. Mwah.